On Capitol Hill today, Democrats held a demonstration to protest the president's Social Security drive.
We are here today to say that any plan that will mean huge benefit cuts to millions won't fly in the Congress.
That's Senator Max Baucus of Montana. The Senate Finance Committee will get the first crack at creating legislation to address Social Security's problems. As NPR's John Itstey reports, today's hearing suggested that process will not be easy.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley, chairman of the Finance Committee, opened today's hearing on Social Security with a call for bipartisanship and a nod to the activity on the Capitol grounds.
Outside of the hearing room today, we have political theater, and we have dramatic attempts to polarize Social Security along partisan lines. I hope that my fellow committee members, in the tradition of the work of this committee, resist the temptation to allow such theatrics to pervade this hearing room.
In fact, there were few theatrics, just a table of five witnesses with four different plans for overhauling Social Security. There was also scant evidence of bipartisanship, as this comment by New York Democrat Charles Schumer demonstrates.
There is someone missing at today's witness table. That's the president or his representative. It was the president who called Social Security a crisis and then gummed up the works by insisting on privatization. The only way we're going to be able to move forward in a bipartisan way is for the president to take privatization off the table so this body can move on.
Today's hearing was billed as an opportunity to examine plans that would fix Social Security's long-term solvency problems. The system's actuaries say that over the next 75 years, it has promised $4 trillion more in benefits than it can pay. President Bush has called that a crisis, but not said how he would close the gap. Mr. Bush has displayed a keen interest, however, in one of the plans on display today. It was developed by Robert Posen, chairman of MFS Investment Management in Boston. Posen says Congress should cut costs by changing the way initial retirement benefits are determined.
We are growing benefits very quickly through wage indexing, and we just can't possibly afford it.
Posen's solution is to cut the link between wage growth and initial Social Security benefits for high-wage retirees, basing the initial benefit on price increases instead. Since prices rise about 1% less than wages each year, promised benefits for more affluent workers would increase more slowly. Posen's plan is more generous to low-income workers. Their initial retirement benefits would continue to rise along with wage growth in the economy, as they do now.
We are trying to protect low-wage workers because they need Social Security. As Senator Baucus said, for many of them, that's the only thing that they have.
While those workers would not see a change, Posen's plan would mean significant reductions in promised benefits for affluent workers. To sweeten the pot for those workers, Posen offers an individual account, about half the size of the president's, carved out of the payroll tax. There were other plans on display at today's hearing, too. Two featured large private accounts. One, developed by Peter Ferrara, a pioneer of private accounts, required about $7 trillion in transfers from general revenues to achieve solvency. The other, developed by the Cato Institute, depended on indexing all initial Social Security benefits to prices. The fourth plan, developed by economists Peter Orszag and Peter Diamond, featured a mix of tax increases and benefit cuts to fix the system. Senator Grassley says he hopes to pass a Social Security overhaul plan out of his committee by July. John Itstey, NPR News, Washington.